found themselves in a very difficult situation. Homeless, they were all here. Just thank God for that. But it was wonderful. Well, again, take note, please, of the rest of the announcements. Be a part of whatever action is needed. Candlelight service is still the plan. We need readers as usual. It's always been wonderful to hear different verses, voices from this pulpit and in the congregation. So please, I know some of you will say, oh, I've been doing this for a long time, but you still have the strength to do that. Please do it. Probably you have no idea that's why God is still keeping you around here, so that you continue to do what you're doing for His glory. So don't get tired. Don't get tired. All right, those are my announcements this morning, and we took the chance, the Booker family took the chance to light the candle this morning, the Advent candle this morning, and the reason for that is we couldn't tell who took the son or she away. So we said, okay, we are going to do it. So we will be doing that. And before that, how about you turn to the person next to you and just reassure them, Jesus loves you, so do you. All right, do we have the Booker family here? Please come forward. Let's light the candle. And please, if anybody took the son or she and you would like, still want to light a candle, please feel free to join us.
Amen. God said, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way. Malachi 3:1.
Isaiah 40, verse 3-5. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley should be lifted up, and every mountain and hill may be low. The uneven ground should become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people should see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is the word of God for the people of God. For the coming of the Christ child.
Let's see if you sign may please remain standing. It's just the opposite. Please be seated, right? Thank you, Boca family. In Advent, we celebrate the gift of the promised one. The one with whom is divine wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of knowledge, are and great joy. Help us bear faithful witness to your promised great joy in Jesus, by letting the spirit that was in him be also in us. We'll still remain standing. We'll remain standing as we sing joyful joy to the world. Sang like United Methodist for sure. Would you please join me in the opening prayer? Almighty and merciful God, you have revealed yourself, your will, and your desire to deliver us from the life of misery and death unto your great joy. Gracious God, your messengers, prophets, apostles, pastors, priests, and evangelists continue to proclaim the world's need for repentance in preparation for the return of its Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. We have all gathered in response to your messengers' warnings and invitation to celebrate the season that announces the birth of the one through whom your promised hope and great joy I fulfill. as we anticipate and expect your gifts of grace and salvation. Grant us the courage to sincerely put our sins. We also pray for the presence of your Holy Spirit to be among us in this place, that in the coming days we may remain together in you as we eagerly await our Savior's return. Amen. Okay. We have the blessing of one familiar child.
Our story begins with Mary. She was married to Joseph. Mary was expecting a baby, and they had to make a very long journey to a place called Bethlehem. When they got to Bethlehem, they needed somewhere to stay, but everywhere was full. But one kind innkeeper gave them a stable where they could spend the night. And it was there in that stable that Mary's baby was born, and she called him Jesus. Out in the fields were some shepherds, looking after their sheep during the dark, cold night. An angel appeared to them and told them that Jesus had been born, the Prince of Peace, who was going to bring love and goodness to the world. Go to him, they said. So the shepherds went. And after they'd seen Jesus, they said, "Praise to God, peace to everyone." Further away, there were three wise men on a long journey, and they looked up and they also saw a star. So they came to the stable too. And when they saw Jesus, they fell to their knees in adoration. They gave him gifts because their hearts were so filled with love. And so it was, and so it is, the story of Christmas. Who is Jesus to you? Find out more at your local church this Christmas.
Mary and Joseph were married. They looked for places to sleep, but they couldn't find nowhere. So when they went to this house, they said they don't have no room, but they have one place back there. When they went there, they saw Jesus. Jesus was born at Bethlehem with all the animals. How did he get born without going to a hospital?
Thank you.
child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap? He is sleeping, whom angels greet with their anthems sweet, while shepherds watch, they are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and the angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him loud, the babe, the son of Mary. Now why lies he in such mean estate, where the ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians fear for sinners here. The silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and the angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him loud, the babe, the son of Mary. King, whom shepherds guard and the angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him loud, the babe, the son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come peasant, come king, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enfold him. This is Christ my King, whom shepherds guard and the angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him loud, the babe, the son of Mary, the babe, the son of Mary, this babe, the son of Mary.
mystery, right? Mystery bell. Yeah, there you go. That's all right. Sometimes we need to just be quiet and just listen. But Connie's not here this morning, so I'm going to be reading for her. And Romans 15, 4 through 13 from the NIV, New International Version.
Thank you. Yes. I have some friends down in Texas, Bob and Dolores Benson. I talked to Bob a couple days ago. Tuesday, he's going into surgery. He's got an infection in his shoulder, and he's going to have surgery on it. And they're going to remove his shoulder and pack it with antibiotics and leave it that way for 6 weeks. He would like our prayers for a really fast healing. Thank you.
Just like to tell a nice little story. I went to Women's Society luncheon on Thursday, and they had poinsettias to be delivered to shut-ins. So I went to see Betty Simonson. Her son was there putting up some decorations. And when I walked in, she goes, "Oh my gosh." And she said, "I needed something to put on this little table next to my favorite chair. And you walked in with that poinsettia." And I told her it was from church. She was absolutely thrilled and so happy to have something to put on her little table.